My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong, and I know of only one reason that databases roll math backwards.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is, I welcome you to hour number three. Thanks so much for being here. Great to have you with me. If you've missed any part of our program to this point, I encourage you to go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. We kick things off by visiting with Dr. Mark Sherwood about the issues regarding the FBI, Dr. David Simone, and again, encourage you to get over to the CDC website and get your comments in with regards to the child vaccine issue. And then we spent an hour with Dr. David Worms. We're talking about what's going on in Iran and just in general the foreign policy issues as well that are associated with that, and Ukraine and Russia and China. Lots to digest there. So I encourage you to get to the website. We'll have those interviews up this afternoon in the podcast section of our website. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He began his career as a journalist for the Religion Today News Syndicate and was as the Washington News correspondent for Moody Monthly Magazine. He became editor-in-chief of Jerry Falwell's Moral Majority Report. In 1990, he founded the Christian Action Network, a nonprofit organization created to protect America's religious and moral heritage through education and political activism efforts. I want to welcome to the program Martin Maurer. Martin, did I say that right? Maurer?
It's actually Moyer, like Moyer with an M. So okay. M-A-W-Y-E-R.
Very
good. That long biography makes me sound pretty old, right? Been around a long time. I just had a birthday yesterday, so I'm not getting any younger.
Well, happy birthday, sir. Happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you,
Mark. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you with me. I wish that we weren't having to have a conversation about the assault on our Christian beliefs and our Christian heritage. But that seems to be exactly where we are at. Talk to me about now there is, excuse me, there is an article, out, today that talks about a new poll, that was, put out by, I believe it's Rasmussen, that 69% of Americans are saying, hey, you know, we recognize that we need, we need our religious foundation back. Most Americans say religion is important to their own lives. Many think the country would be better off if more people attended religious services regularly. Our latest Rasmussen National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 69% of American adults consider themselves religious, Yet the persecution persists. Martin, your thoughts?
Yeah, and it's not going away anytime soon, that religious persecution. What's interesting, though, is the liberal left has moved to the strategy of trying to prevent the public view of religious activity to actually trying to compel you to abandon your religious beliefs. So that's a big marketed difference and a much more dangerous difference. You know, last week here in Virginia, where I'm located, a delegate, her name is Elizabeth Guzman, promised to introduce legislation into the next state legislature in Virginia that would make it either a felony or a misdemeanor if a parent refuses to affirm their child's gender identity. meaning if a parent decides that they will not affirm a child being gay or lesbian, bisexual or transgender or any of those other things in that LGBTQI plus alphabet, they could have a visit from Child Protective Services and a visit from the police. It's just absolutely amazing. I want to read you a statement she made. She says, first, we'll have to complete an investigation. It could be a felony. It could be a misdemeanor. But we know that Child Protective Services could charge you and harm your employment and could harm your child's education. Because a lot of people now use the CPS database before they hire people. That's her claim. So that's just amazing that there are people out there that want to put you in jail for holding true to your biblical beliefs and foundation.
And it's become a national conversation. I mean, this kind of persecution, I think the thing that is most disconcerting to me is how long this has been going on without the engagement or the involvement of the church and of people of faith. I mean, as an example, when you think about, you know, the crosses, right, that sit in the graveyards in our national cemeteries, they can't be there if they are connected to an actual religious expression. They can be there as historic, and that has been upheld. But if they are actually representative of what you and I understand the cross to represent, Jesus Christ and salvation, well then they couldn't be there if that were the argument for keeping them in the ground.
And that's what I mean. The radical left has well established itself as going after individuals who express their religious view in public, whether it be a cross or a scripture on a public building, or any number of ways that you might want to identify yourself publicly as a Christian. They've been going after that. But now they've moved over, because they have had such success, to not trying to control what you do and what you say. And not only trying to control you and what you do or what you say, but to compel you to do what they want you to do and compel you to say what they want you to say. That's a big difference. And it's because we as Christians have ignored this for so many years now. As you mentioned in my long biography, I've been around for 40 years in this movement, and I've seen Christians just totally ignored. They do not take a stand. They hope that one day that, you know, it'll never come to their door. So they think, well, this has happened to somebody else somewhere else. It's not my family. It's no one I know. And I wish the best for them, but, you know, it's not my problem. Well, now it is going to be our problem because they are coming directly after us. It is going to reach our doorstep. And we got to figure out what our response is going to be. And if we continue how we did it in the past, it's not going to look good for us in the future.
Well, I think a lot of it is because they've bought into a false sense of separation of church and state. And then they've also, I think, bought into a false understanding of Romans 13 and who the sovereigns are, who really is in charge of the government of the United States of America, and who our founders intended to be in charge of it.
Well, I think you made an excellent point there, that there is a lot of misunderstanding out there. And what we as Christians also do is bite into the sob story of what's going on out there. You know, every time a transgender commits suicide out there, the gay rights movement is out to blame parents. And we need to restrict parental rights because look at these poor little kids. They're growing up. They're gender confused. They're depressed. They're suicidal. We're not letting them have the chosen gender lifestyle that they want to have. And therefore, we are the ones that are helping them commit suicide. And we buy into this sob story. And it's these sob stories everywhere that I look at these lawsuits that are going on against individuals and parents and Christian organizations. There's always a sob story out there that's being put out that make you feel sorry for the victim at the expense of an individual's constitutional rights. And well, it's working. It works very effectively.
It is. Oh, no, there's no question. Well, and you know, you mentioned the use of that manipulation. You know, if you've listened to the Chloe Cole story and you listened to what she shared, you know, here's a young lady who they said was gender confused. She did feel somewhat isolated. She felt so accepted by this particular grouping and elated and all these things. But the counselors told her parents, you can have a live boy or a dead girl. Now, mind you, she was biologically a girl. And at 13 years of age, Martin, they had, she went through a double mastectomy at 13. At 13. Now she's speaking out at 18. She has asked her parents, you know, for you know, and they've come to her and asked for forgiveness. But her parents were manipulated into believing this, and she's talked now about how counselors counseled her, and she was embraced, and so on and so on. And now we have these people that are detransitioning. And they say, oh, well, you can just stop the drugs and it won't be a problem. The Matt Walsh, What is a Woman, documentary talked about that. The reality is that it's not that simple. It's not that easy, ladies and gentlemen, and it's so important for us to understand. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, Moyer. Golly, I'll get this right, Martin, in the break, I promise. We'll practice it. Martin Moyer is going to be staying with us. He'll be back with us on the other side. And we'll talk about what can we as believers start to do to turn the tide. We'll be back with more right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Martin Moyer.
Hey, great.
Touchdown.
yeah. Slam that football.
All right. Martin, we were talking about a lot of neat stuff in the break. One of the things we were talking about, the website is ChristianAction.org. ChristianAction.org. But the other thing is you've got a petition on here to tell CBS that we refuse to allow Stephen Colbert to profane the name of Jesus. And I'm not even going to look. We would tell you what, but I don't even want to use the word that he used because I just don't want to give it place. But he used a pornographic description of Jesus Christ, and we need to send a message to CBS that we will not stand for that. And you can sign the petition by going to ChristianAction.org, ChristianAction.org. You'll see the picture of Stephen Colbert profanes Jesus. And on that same page, you'll have an opportunity to mark in the fields. And dear brother, I'm going to do that right here, right now, as we're on air. And there you go. I have added my name to the list.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I hope other people do it too.
Yeah.
As I mentioned to you off air, we are sending out over 100,000 petitions around the country this week to get people to sign it. We need to have some Christian outrage because, you know what, back in 1988, you remember that year, right?
Yeah.
There was a movie that came out called The Last Temptation of Christ.
Yes.
And when that came out, which depicted Jesus Christ having sex with Mary Magdalene, there was a ton of Christian outrage, not just in America, but around the world. There were 20,000 protesters that showed up at Universal Studios to stop that film from coming out. Nowadays, though, you know, someone can get on national TV over public airwaves. I want to emphasize that over public airwaves and refer to our Lord and Savior as a porn fetish. I have an article up there about what he said, and yes. I know you don't want to talk about it on the radio. Read the article. You get all the details, all the gory details of what that word means that he referred to Jesus Christ as. And I want to see Christians finally become outraged. Look, any time the gay community sees the slightest offense, they are outraged, and they're demanding people got fired, right?
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin made a homosexual slur on the streets of New York City to a photographer, And right after that, his show on MSNBC was canceled. He didn't say it on public airwaves. He didn't see it so that anybody else could hear it. And he was fired. That's what Christian outrage can do. And we need to control the narrative and do not let them defame the very person that we're out there preaching other people to accept in their hearts.
Amen.
We need to do it. I hope people stand up, get on to our website and sign that petition. And don't disappoint me. I hope they don't disappoint me, Pastor.
No, we hope not. We got just about 2 minutes left. Very quickly, we were talking in the break about one of the things that has hindered Christian engagement and involvement. And having been a part of the moral majority, I'm sure that you had to push back against this quite often. And that is the issue of rapture. And the idea that, okay, well, you know, rapture is going to come, Jesus is going to fix all this, and somehow we're going to get a free pass on allowing the world to just get completely and totally screwed up.
Yeah, and we're looking around now and seeing that even if we were to rapture, a lot of evil is going to take place before that happens because, we do, you know what? It's already happening. Yeah. We're already seeing it. We're already being affected by it. I want to read a scripture here that I think is what's key for us surviving the time and period that we're in. And it comes from Ephesians 6, 12 through 13. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers. Understand the rulers, against the authorities. Yes, the authorities. Against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Now, here's the key part. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Hear that. Stand your ground. That's what the Bible tells us to do. And after you have done everything, to stand twice. It's emphasized. Stand your ground. Don't give in. Don't cave in. Make sure your voice is heard and make sure that you are living the biblical principles despite what the rulers and what the authorities of this day and age are trying to compel you to
Amen.
Do.
Amen. Well, and something else, too, to point out in there that it says is, when the day of evil comes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are sitting there believing that somehow you're going to get a free pass and you're never going to have to engage the evil, you're never going to have to fight this fight, I want to remind you of what has been attributed to Niemöller. You know, when they came for the machinists, I wasn't a machinist. When they came for the Jews, I wasn't a Jew. But when they came for me, there was no one left. Ladies and gentlemen, they have come. They have come. They're kicking down the doors of pro-life people across this country. They're kicking down the doors of anybody that disagrees and stands for God, Jesus Christ, and biblical traditional values. You better get ready because they're coming, and you better be prepared to stand. Martin, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Again, get over to ChristianAction.org, ChristianAction.org, and get that petition signed today. It's real simple. Just fill out your name and your address and send it off to them along with your email and your phone number. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. And my very special guest joining us is Scott Powell, is back with us. And Scott, welcome. Good to have you back.
It is really wonderful to be with you.
Well, sir, today we talk about something a little bit different.
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to talk about what's going on with China and the expose. We had Mr. Eugene Yu, and we're discovering more and more evidence about what he did and the amount of evidence, or the amount of data that he gave to China about our election and about people voting here in our country. But talk to me about why do you believe that they are now set to interfere with our 2022 midterm elections, and how do you see that playing out?
Well, I think that, you know, China is we are China's number one enemy, and China could see that in the last election, the 2020 election, that the vote fraud was carried out successfully to remove the first president that we've had that really was standing up to China with firmness and with effectiveness. Trump's China policies were very effective, but they made life more difficult for the Chinese. And they want to remove Trump, and so we all know that the pandemic, which came out of Wuhan, China, came to change our culture, and we had, you know, a recognition or a fear factor came to play so that people were afraid to live normal lives, afraid perhaps to go to the polling places and vote. Therefore, we needed more mail-in ballots. We needed more ballot harvesting and so forth. And we all know what came out of that. So they witnessed the success of their first operation, and it may not have been their first.
Right.
So we have to just expect and anticipate that they want to keep pushing the envelope. You know, we have now, Pastor Greg, the Chinese use various techniques. One is infiltration.
Okay.
And related to infiltration, the consummate goal of infiltration is elite capture. And let me explain to your audience what elite capture is. Elite capture is when your enemy, when you have people in high places in the enemy territory that are working for you. So, you know, in the Roosevelt period,
right.
Alger Hiss, that came out of the State Department, was a Communist Party member, a Soviet agent. He worked, in the FDR administration. He was sitting at the Yalta table negotiating with Stalin on the future of the Eastern European nations. And FDR thinks that his man, Alger Hiss, is negotiating on behalf of the United States. No, he was negotiating for the guy across the table named Joseph Stalin. And we know what happened to those Eastern European states. They were all basically brought into the Soviet sphere very quickly. So the Chinese now have high-level people in America that are captured. Joe Biden, the president of the United States, doesn't get higher level than that, does it?
Not much. Well, it sounds a lot like the Islamic sixth pillar of jihad, which a portion of that is what's called civilization jihad. It's along the same lines as that.
Yes, it is. It really is. Yes, you're so right. So I think that, I mean, the basic strategy of the communists, they have a playbook, and it goes like this. The first stage, the long stage, is demoralization. They want to demoralize society. We are now two generations demoralized, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our young people, they're confused, they're brainwashed. We don't have the kind of values in the last two generations that we had in all the previous history. So our country doesn't know what to believe. A lot of people don't know what to believe. They're disconnected from the truth, from their Christian foundation.
Sure.
And when that thoroughly permeates society, the next stage that they push is destabilization. We are in a destabilized condition now because of the last election, among other things, where we have an illegitimate government. So we're very vulnerable in this destabilized position to a final crisis that would either bring about a civil war or an international war. But a civil war is generally what they thrive on, because civil wars destroy the target country. I mean, you don't just have instant recovery from civil war. So if we should go...
You're a popular guy, Scott. You're a popular guy. Go ahead.
Yeah. But if we should really have a full-scale civil war in our country, and we're very divided, we know that.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be disastrous for us. It would bring our country to its knees, and we'd be very vulnerable to the final full takeover, because the people want a savior in the midst of a civil war.
And that's the whole idea, right? You have to build up. This is the Saul Alinsky model. You've got to build the chaos to the point. And it's also what's found in the book of Revelation, if you want to look at this from an end times perspective, from an eschatological perspective, and say, okay, it appears as though, you know, the stage is being set for the appearance of an Antichrist-type figure.
I would agree with that, Greg, very much so. We don't know the time. We can't know the full time.
Right.
And we have a big body of theology regarding the last days, the book of Revelation, and so forth. What I'm doing and what I'm called to do by God is just try to educate people about the truth. The spiritual truths. And because when people come into the light, when they accept Christ, their lives change. And society, you know, sorry about this. I need to put this
On mute.
Yeah. Let me do that. Hold on here.
Yep.
Bear with me for a second.
Okay.
Put it on airplane mode here. I'm sorry to do this.
That's okay. No problem. To what you're saying, I mean, there's no question. This seems to be the direction that we're going, and this interference with the election process, and then of course you have the denial of that. You know, I mean, I am banned on LinkedIn, YouTube, Vimeo, and Twitter twice. Yes. For suggesting that the elections were tampered with.
Yes. As a matter of fact, the very article that that prompted this introduction and this subject has been banned. It's been taken down.
I'm sure it has.
Not on the original source. It's actually on David Horowitz's front page. It's his lead article.
Well, and David is a great American and a great guy, and love David Horowitz. He comes on the program quite often, but he lets the truth be told. Which is awesome. Which also happens, by the way, to be the name of a show that my good friend Pastor David Lowry does right here on the TECN TV network. Let the Truth Be Told. You can find that at 6 p.m. Central Time. Just thought I'd give my good friend David a little plug there.
Wonderful. Well, you know what all of your listeners, most of your listeners, understand. But what's worth repeating is that when we live in the truth, we are truly free.
Amen.
We don't have to worry about or think about or keep track of the deceptions or the lies that we've told. We can just be transparent and be honest and be forthright, and we need not fear what comes out of the truth. In fact, we should fear what comes out of lies. So when we are censoring and canceling debate on election fraud, which we've been doing, mm-hmm. you have to expect a bad outcome from that. If we pursued that and said, look, we've got to get to the bottom of this. This is a constitutional republic, and it's a government of the people, by the people, for the people. We have to ensure that the people's voice is being heard through the elections. We've got to get to the bottom of this. This should have been the passion of all our elected officials. It wasn't.
No, well, and therein lies, you know, I think, you know, a significant issue, because what it was turned into was, is anybody who questioned the election, oh, you know, now you're bad and, you know, Orange Man bad and all this other nonsense, when the reality was, is, hey, there's some evidence here that supports that there are some irregularities in the election, and for the Attorney General to come on, or for the and then the head of the FBI, when Bill Barr comes on and then Christopher Wray comes on, and all these people are saying, oh, it's the cleanest election we've ever had, and so on and so forth, throwing absolute, you know, ridiculous colors of rainbow smoke on this issue, which were just absolute blatant lies. I mean, I don't know any other way to look at what they said. They were absolutely blatant lies. We're going to have to take a quick break, Scott. When we come back, Scott Powell is my guest. We're talking about election issues, and we're talking about the danger of our 2022 midterm election and what are the actions we can take.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow.
Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Scott Powell. Scott, tell folks how they can be in contact with you, by the way. Let's get that in there for them.
Sure. Look, I welcome interaction with people. My email address is scottp@discovery.org. And when you go on the Discovery site, discovery.org website, that's a think tank, you can play around and find the list of the fellows, click on my name, and you can basically get into pretty much everything I've written for the last, really the last 10 years. Now, I've had some things censored along those ways on the very topics we're talking about this morning. So
now, you said discovery.org?
Yeah, discovery.org. It's the Discovery Institute.
Right.
It is the home of intelligent design, which is a very unique calling among think tanks. It basically makes the case against Darwinism,
right,
that science shows that there is an intelligent designer, a creator behind life. And we have Jews and Christians associated with discovery. I don't think there are any atheists, because that's who we are. We believe in this amazing creator that gave us all our blessings and all of our capability. And when we align ourselves with him, you know, wonderful things can happen. And
amen.
Let's face it.
No doubt. Absolutely no doubt. Well, and he has fixed truths, absolute truths. And those are the kinds of things that are under attack and under assault, in our culture today, are those absolute truths.
Yes, I fully agree. And that's why I think we are in, we are in this spiritual battle. It's easy for me to say, I think we're in the last days. Where we are in those last days, how long they go, I can't know, but I know I'm fighting for the truth every day.
Amen. Amen. As we should be. And a lot of it is continuing in education, but the other part of it is getting engaged and getting involved in vetting good candidates, identifying, who on a local level, with city officials, county officials, state officials, and then ultimately the federal government.
That's right. That's right. We start from the bottom, and we have to think that way among our friends and family who may be confused because of the craziness going on today, and those that are not brainwashed but are open. This is a wonderful time to harvest people, not only to vote, but also harvest them for the kingdom.
Well,
people are looking for answers.
And then that ties into the issue of election integrity, which is what we're talking about when it comes to foreign entities and foreign agents attempting to manipulate American elections. Again, we're addressing that issue. So from the bottom going up, we're talking about engagement and involvement. From the top coming down, we're talking about maintaining the election integrity and mechanisms that are necessary in order to make that possible.
Yes. And when you think about it, there's nothing more important, really, in a constitutional republic that is designed to protect the rights of the people and gets its legitimacy from the people, right? It's the people that give
yep.
legitimacy to our government.
Yep.
Election integrity is arguably one of the most important things to protect.
Well, and that's why, honestly, folks, that's why I keep talking about, you know, we need to stop talking about we want to replace the government or you know, using the government is doing this, the government is doing that, whether it's, you know, kicking down doors or whatever the situation might be, or illegally, I believe, holding, you know, people in prison in the gulags in the D.C. area. This isn't our government. These are tyrants. This is exactly how our founding fathers described that tyranny would take hold if we the people didn't stay engaged in the process. Then they warned us that tyrants and tyranny would take hold. Final minute. Go ahead, Scott.
You said it all there, Pastor Greg. And it's so interesting that two of our greatest presidents, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, both acknowledge that it would be unlikely that America would fall from a military invasion of a foreign power, but that it would fall from within. And it would fall from within from factionalism, from the failure of the press to keep people well informed.
Right.
And it would fall from the demoralization of our country, that we would depart from the principles of truth that we've just talked about, how
Amen.
Important it is to have principles of truth at the bedrock of your society.
No doubt. So, folks, that's why we say at the end of the day, it's so critically important that we are taking that action. And I want to share with you that right now, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day. Scott, thanks so much for being with me. Discovery.org. You can find Scott there at discovery.org. And also, go ahead, real quick. There it is. Rediscovering America. Be sure and pick up the book. I'll be back with more tomorrow. We got a great program for you coming up on Friday. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication.
Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.